following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show Wednesday, Husker Lunch Edition, live at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft in downtown Kearney. Come out and join us today as we get close to noon, and Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com will be on hand to discuss all that is the Huskers. Some black shirts handed out yesterday, some new recruits. Got a chance to catch just a little bit of Big Red wrap-up last night with what Sean was chatting about. Of course, it was not the live edition because we had high school football, but did catch a little bit there before we nodded off for the night, and we'll hear from Sean today. So come on out. Great lunch specials as we have every week here at Cunningham's Journal. Oh, the brisket, yummy. Ribs, yummy. In fact, Tony, could you get out of the kitchen? Daddy, out of the kitchen. You're on a training regimen because tonight's the night, Daddy's Volleyball Serving Challenge. We will be at Kearney Catholic's pep rally as they get ready to go to state tonight, and Daddy will show whether he can serve 50 consecutive volleyballs legally in bounds. And the overwhelming odds are no. And, Tony, I'm sorry about that, but you could shock the world, Rocky.
Well, that's what I'm going to try and do. And I said a long time ago I didn't think it would be that difficult. As it draws near, yes, I think it's going to be much more difficult than I anticipated. I'm scared as hell. I'll be real honest with you.
Again, come on out tonight, 7:30, Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School, part of the Kearney Catholic pep rally tonight. You'll be getting some advice. You know, actually, Tony, we've made some contacts this morning. Rick Squires, John Cook, Penn State Coach Rose. There's been a lot of people that just said, no, we're not going to even bother. We only work with talent. I don't know what that means, but they said they only work with talent. So I guess you're kind of on your own. Do you have a coach?
No, but I'm hoping Coach Squires will actually be there. Can we effort that? Do we effort that already? I'm hoping.
He is the RMAC Coach of the Year. He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I know. People hound him for autographs. He doesn't even go out to eat anymore.
Coming up, we'll talk a lot more about the Lopers on Loper Link. Plus, UNK Associate Men's Basketball Coach Kevin Loftin is going to join us. We'll talk about the men's season, which gets underway here in the near future. Also, we'll be talking with Bob Davis, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. You know him as well as one of the voices for the Kansas City Royals. But before he got on that, he's been with the Kansas Jayhawks for a long, long time. We'll talk about Turner Gill, the big win last week, and what that means if it really can turn around what has happened here the last couple of weeks with the Kansas program. So Bob Davis will join us. Sean Callahan will join us on air for a little bit at the end of the show, and then he'll be live here at Cunningham's Journal at the Loft to speak to the masses today. So we invite you to come out, enjoy lunch, get here a little bit before noon so you can get your lunch and enjoy that, and then sit back and listen to Sean Callahan. And again, the lunches are priced between $5 and $6 with two sides. You can't beat that anywhere, plus Husker Talk today. So come out and join us at Cunningham's Journal today.
looking forward to having everybody out here, because I'm telling you right now, Doug, you mix it up a little bit. I've stuck with the ribs every day. For $5, you get 6 ribs. That's 83 cents a piece. I broke it down for you. You can't get a better deal in Kearney than that.
High school football, well, I've tried a little something of everything. I mean, it's so good. All you got to do is convince them to bring me in some of the shrimp.
There you go.
The summer treat out in the courtyard. We got to get Yusuf on the shrimp here. There's nothing wrong with winter shrimp, is there?
No.
What a difference a couple of days make as the front moved in last night. And I don't know that it affected any football games, but a couple of the late-night games last night ended up being pretty exciting. North Platte St. Pat's beating Cambridge. Milford coming back and winning their football game.
Converting a 4th-and-8 from the 30-yard line is what happened in that ball game, I understand. A 4th-and-8.
Which ball game was that, Tony?
North Platte St. Pat's. North Platte St. Pat's converts that and goes on and defeats Cambridge in a game Cambridge, I think, felt good that they handled them during the season, come back, and then lose by a point there. But that was one of the great games. But congratulations to Central Catholic. You know what? Great job, a great run in the playoffs, guys. I want to give a shout-out to St. Paul, who enters the playoffs at 4-4 as well, and they went on to win a couple games. And I don't think anybody expected them to hang around. They hung around the halftime last night, and then they just got beat by a better football team.
Yeah, that's exactly the case, and there are a handful of teams that are left out there, and I think there's probably going to be a couple of semifinals that also might not be all that close. But D2 and D1 are Monday, C1 and C2 are Tuesday, and you're going to have a couple of interesting matchups in D2. You've got Sargent and Mullen for the West Championship. Mullen's only loss was to Sargent by a significant score in the final week of the season, so it's not like, well, that happened early in the season, and it's a long time ago, and a lot of things have changed. And Mullen looked good last night with Zach Call, but I thought Loomis kind of did everything else except take care of Zach Call. And, of course, if you can rush for 254 yards, that's going to get the job done. But good season for Loomis. Mullen will be hosting Sargent. And then Giltner Howells, a rematch of last year's D1 state championship game, will be in the D2 semifinals. Giltner at Howells, that's been set for a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Mullen-Sargent game, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain. The Giltner-Howells game will be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Then in D1, Bancroft-Rosalie will play West Point Central Catholic in the East. And Overton won the Battle of Unbeaten yesterday over Bob Jensen's Bobcats of South Loop, 27-7. Now Overton will travel to Creighton, who downed Alma 32-7. And that game has been set for a 5 o'clock kickoff Monday, and you'll hear that on Classic Hits. 98.9. St. Cecilia beat Crofton, and so they have to travel now to North Platte St. Pat, and that will be on Monday. Aquinas will play Archbishop Bergen, and then also the C1s, Milford will play Norfolk Catholic, and Ogallala travels to Pierce. But right now, Daddy, it is time for our weekly Loper Link. A lot going on in the world of Loper sports. The Loper football team plays for the outright RMAC Championship Saturday at Mines. The volleyball team will be hosting the RMAC tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're the top seed. Jerry Wachowiak, for the second time in her career, the conference player of the year. Caitlin Heisman, the defensive player of the year. Cola Speck, the setter of the year, but yesterday named the Division II National Volleyball Player of the Week. So congratulations to Cola Speck. Rick Squires, of course, the coach of the year. And then in basketball, cross country is doing great as they wind down their season. And in basketball, the women open their season at Missouri S&T. And the men still have a little over a week to go before their official regular season begins, but we want to find out what's going on with the men. So with our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney, let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information, go to GarrettAppliance.com. And Kevin Lofton joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing really good. Practice, I know, has to be getting to that point where you're ready to play some basketball games, but that's still a few days away. Take us through what a lot of people think is going to be an exciting men's basketball season. How's it been going so far?
So far, so good. I mean, we've spent a lot of time conditioning. Started at September 1 with conditioning, and we worked through to October 15th. Then we went ahead and started our official practice, and we've been going pretty hard. The kids have had good attitudes. They've worked hard. We've had 3 scrimmages mixed in with the practices, and now you're right. We're at that point where, you know, each and every day you're working fundamentals, and then all of a sudden you look up and the season's here and you just start playing. I think we have, right out of the gate, we have 3 games in 7 days. I think that's the way it works out. So it's coming pretty fast.
Coach, who's going to fill that role as the big man for this team?
Right now, at this point, we've had a pleasant surprise in the freshman, Mike Denlinger from Millard North. He had a really good senior year up there, and he came in, and we'd heard a lot of good things about his toughness, and so we were kind of excited, but wasn't sure. But we got here, and he's had really good practices. He's done really well in the scrimmages, so, you know, we have been pleasant. He's been a real, real surprise, and I would look at this point, unless something really strange happened, he'd probably start for us.
Kevin Lofton, the associate men's basketball coach of the UNK Lopers, joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Coach, after the turnover that has hit the program over the last 3-4 years, you look at the roster, and there's a lot of kids on that roster. How many do you expect that are going to contribute the first couple of weeks of the season? Is this a 7-8-guy rotation, or are you looking at 10-11-guy rotation?
That's something we're working on right now. Ultimately, the kids decide that, and that's what people don't understand. A lot of times, you know, as coaches, you know, I've always told the kids, hey, coaches don't cut players, players cut players. It's the same thing with playing time, who's starting, who's 6th, 7th, and 8th men. They decide that by what they do every day in practice. Now, whether you play 8 or 11, again, that's going to be decided. It's been in the process of being decided up to this point. They got about another, like you said, 4 or 5 days to really kind of solidify their spot. Ultimately, you'd like to settle in on an 8-man rotation, 9 or 10 if you got two guys just sitting there that are close to the others. But it's kind of hard to play, you know, much more than that. You know, we got a lot of guys on the roster, but some of that's deceiving because some of those guys are going to have to redshirt due to eligibility issues. So basically right now we travel with 12. That's kind of what we're looking at is, you know, first you narrow down to your travel squad and get your top 12, and then from there you're looking to narrow down and get your top 8, and that's kind of what's been being worked out here over the last few weeks.
Kevin, you talk about the conditioning program that started September 1st. That's one thing year in, year out. You can say with UNK basketball, you guys are in better shape than any other team. Forget if they're from the mountains or not. Is this going to be an up-tempo team, or did you have to mix some things up to fit your personnel?
No, we've always wanted to play up-tempo, and that's kind of what we'd like to do with this team. I think from a size standpoint, we're a typical RMAC team. You know, in the RMAC, the average size of the post players are 6'6 or 6'7, maybe 6'8, but you don't get a lot of 6'9, 6'10. I think with Josiah over the last couple of years, we've been one of only maybe 3 teams in the RMAC that's had that kind of size. So, I mean, when I look at our size, I think we're about an average RMAC team, and the average RMAC score is mid to high 70s, and I think we kind of fit into that, and maybe we're going to try to hopefully – if we shoot it well enough and you get enough stops and you can get enough possessions, you can hang, you know, 80 on the board. So, you know, I'm not predicting what our score is going to be night in and night out, but what we always have strived to do is to get out and play aggressive defense and then get the thing and push it up the floor. Coach has always told our kids we want to get a third of our shots in transition because if you walk it up all the time and you got to go R5 against their 5, that's a long night. And that's how you get, you know, the 55, the 45 scores, and that's definitely not our style.
It's not our style either, Kevin Lofton. We like watching the up-tempo basketball as much as anybody. Kevin Lofton joins us here on the Doug and Danny Show talking to Loper men's basketball. Coaches, some JUCOs coming in, some freshmen coming in. Give us a name or two that fans are going to have to learn that they're going to see right away, and it's going to be a new face to the fans.
Well, I'd say the first name would be what the name we've already talked, the Dentlinger kid. I'm telling you, he is, you know, when you're talking about a freshman, you always want to be careful. I'm not trying to put too much pressure on him, but, you know, what we've been really pleasantly surprised with is his toughness. You know, we've heard it, you hear it all the time, hey, he's a tough kid. This kid played with a fractured finger in the All-Star game there at the end of August. Or at the beginning of the August, the coach's All-Star game. Then he's come in and he's made a reputation for being a defender, rebounder, getting in there, mixing it up. He's not afraid to mix it up, and then he's not afraid to get down there, get position, and he does a decent job finishing. So I would think that, you know, if he continues to improve, he's going to be a name in the face that people take a look at and say, hey, you know, he reminds me of some of the better kids that we've had in the program in that he's down there, he's hard-nosed, he's fundamentally sound, he kind of has a knack for scoring the ball. So I would think he's a new face you definitely want to get to know. And we got another freshman, Tim Billingsley, kid out of Colorado, who's done a good job and pretty consistent. And I think he's kind of working his way into the top 8. Again, nothing's been solidified at this point, but he's he's right there. I think those are two new names, two faces that are freshmen that if they continue to get better, it kind of really kind of bright, kind of signals that, hey, you know, and as we continue through this thing, that we're going to have some good players in the program.
Okay, Kevin, those are two names people have not heard. One name they have heard is Max Frehlich. You will look to him to lead this team. Am I correct in that statement?
We got two guys. When you look at Max and you look at Christine, those are two guys coming into the year that we kind of had hoped and do hope will step up and really kind of do what the Sheffields, the Dunnigans, you know, the other players that we've had here in the past, the Brantings, Savalas, those kind of kids. Not saying they're going to be necessarily as good as the Brantings and Savalas, but, you know, step up and provide leadership and consistency. And that's something that I think both those guys, if they can do that, could give us a chance to be pretty good. I think both of them have shown that they can have games that are just unbelievable. I think two or three different times Max Frehlich last year came within an assist or a rebound of getting a triple-double. That's pretty hard to do. So he's definitely got the ability to do it. Now it's consistency. It's the same thing with Christine's. I mean, I could put together a highlight film and show you guys, and you would say this kid is one of the best shooters in the country. And when he gets it going, he probably is one of the top shooters in the country. But it's a matter of consistency and not just shooting the basketball, how you're defending, how you're rebounding, you know, how you're leading your team, and are you leading by example, those kind of things. If they can get that stuff figured out, then, yeah, I think those are two kids that, you know, Max has been voted, I think, preseason first team all-conference. I think Chris could definitely have, you know, has shown that he has that type of potential. But, again, hey, I could go out at 40 and then maybe have a good day, you know, once a month. But you got to do it every day. That's what the good ones do, and that's what we're trying to get those guys to do. If they'll do it every day and they have the potential to be really good, if they can do it on a daily basis, then, yeah, we could be pretty good.
Kevin, I know you guys are excited to have Marty back on the bench with you, a former player that knows the system inside and out. What does he bring to this team to help these kids along?
Marty does a good job. I laugh because he's got so much passion for everything, and I got him in my office all day long.
I was going to say, he's sitting right there, isn't he?
Oh, man, he wears me out. I go home mentally exhausted after every day of work. But what he does, one, he brings enthusiasm. You know, he's close, not too far gone from the kids' age, and you know, they kind of relate to him pretty good. And he's done a good job of going out and helping us identify talent. But I just think it's another voice. Someone that we can point to as coaches and saying, hey, you know, Marty can still, one, really, really shoot, and he can really, really play. So when he plays with the guys, he gets an understanding of, hey, they kind of see what we're talking about, what we were like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago when we were going to the NCAA tournament on a regular basis. They understand the caliber of player you got to be. He's easy to talk to, passionate about basketball, and I think that all that kind of translates it helps us. It really does.
Finally, Kevin, you take a look at the first three games of the season, and everybody has rivals, but these might be the first and all three rivals to start things off, at Wayne State, at Fort Hays, and then the home opener to the 23rd against UNO. Does that help grab the attention and put the juice in the team more than it normally would, since you got three rivals right off the bat?
I would hope so, but, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I know I told the kids last night in practice, I mean, you don't realize what you got until it's gone. And I mean, you guys have played sports, and I know I played college basketball. I really, you know, thought I had gotten it out of my system until a year or two had passed, and I couldn't do it anymore. Your career's over. Well, you know, when you run into that situation, you realize how lucky you had it. It shouldn't take a rival, the point I'm trying to make, it shouldn't take a rival to get your juices flowing. Hey, these guys are 20-something years old. They're in college. They got the world by the tail. You got a chance to play college basketball. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You should be jacked and ready to go on game day. The fact that they're rivals and we're at Doan, who we took an NCAA tournament team in there 5 or 6 years ago and got beat. So, I mean, you know, we're at Doan. They're going to be jacked for us. I would hope our kids would be. And then, like you said, you go right down the road the next day to Wayne. You got to play there. And Hayes is always, you know, they've been really consistent. They've been in the NCAA tournament. They've always been a rival. So having rivals right out of the gate, yeah, that puts a little bit of a different spin on it right off the top. But I would hope it shouldn't take a rivalry to get you to play. You're playing college sports. You got a unique opportunity. It shouldn't matter who you're playing. You should be excited to play. And hopefully these guys are.
Kevin, we always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to you, Coach Kropp, and that Levinson kid. We wish you the best of luck as things get underway next week at Doan. Best of luck this season. We'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, look forward to it. Thanks.
That is the associate head basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney with Tom Kropp on the men's side, of course, in Kevin Lofton. And as he said, they start with three games on the road. Doan next week, Wayne State next week, Fort Hays State, and then the home open to the 23rd against UNO. And our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over five decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires or appliances, log on to GarrettTire.net. And by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank in Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and, of course, for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest. And all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show get fed by the folks at Burger King with two locations in Kearney. Also Lexington Cozad and North Platte, where right now the Xbox 360 Kinect has arrived. They're giving away a complete game system every 15 minutes all month long at BK. Can't win if you don't play.
Well, it should be an exciting season. Yeah, what a better way to get it started. You know, you look at Nebraska's basketball schedule, and you've got Warsaw School, Warsaw Tech. You've got South Dakota. You got all these names you've never heard of. What a
South
great way.
South Dakota's just a little north of here.
I hear you, but you got these names.
Almost be there Monday.
Almost. Yeah, you're right. We will be heading to Creighton for the Overton football game, excuse me. But, yeah, what a great way. Some excitement built into the start of this season. Measure up where you sit with those in-state schools, and we'll go from there.
888-455-ESPN. You're going to want to know that number because we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to all of the action going on Sunday at the garage. Reverend Horton Hoot and the gang is in there. Plus, you can't pick stupid people. Today here at Cunningham's, at our our Husker Lunch, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to next week's Ron White concert at the Event Center here in Kearney. So if you want another chance to win tickets, do that. Also, well, we do a lot of this on the show. You can't pick stupid, and every once in a while we do say something stupid. We want you to send us emails, because 1 week from tomorrow we're going to give away another pair of Ron White tickets, front row tickets. These aren't just anywhere. Front row Ron White tickets giving away on the show next Thursday. What we want to know is, what stupid thing would you like to fix in all of sports? Send us an email to the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox. Put stupid in the headline there and give us an idea. We're going to save all the good ones. We're going to draw out the winner next Thursday on the show a week from tomorrow, and you'll get a pair of front row tickets to the Ron White concert on the 19th at the Viero Events Center. So shoot us an email anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line and bet about something stupid you'd like to fix. The best entries will become finalists. The drawing for a pair of front row seats the day before the show. Doug and Daddy here on ESPN Radio. Something stupid come to your mind? We talk about it all the time.
I'm going back to that the U.S. Open with the grounded club in a bunker that nobody knew was a bunker. I think that's one of the stupid things that stands out immediately.
I know there's a lot of football rules and a lot of football talk that we come on Monday every day. What do you want to fix? Football, basketball, volleyball, wrestling, golf, whatever the sport might be. Send us an email, and we'll get to it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a break live from Cunningham's. Come out and join us for our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan on hand. Program begins just after 12 noon. Lunch, $5 to $6. They've got pulled pork and chicken sandwiches, brisket, ribs, French dip. They all come with potato salad and baked beans. Between $5 and $6, you can't beat it, folks. Come out and join us today at the Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. Coming up, Bob Davis will join us, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks.
Our pre-holiday sale is on at Garrett Appliances. Check out the new ultra-capacity Frigidaire Affinity Series washer and dryer. The front-load washer features ready steam and match that with a 7.2 cubic foot dryer for a limited time. Both machines are only $7.99 each, including free pedestals at Garrett Appliances in Kearney, Cozad, Broken Bow. Find out more at GarrettAppliance.com.
Get the Garrett guarantee. Garrett Appliances.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? to sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
You can't fix stupid.
Doug and Daddy give you a chance to sit in the front row to see Mr. You Can't Fix Stupid himself, comedian Ron White at the VRO Event Center November 19th. Just shoot an email anytime to DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Put the word stupid in the subject line and vent about something stupid you'd like to fix.
We had those Vikings by the horns.
They'll select some finalists from the best entries, and the drawing for the winning pair comes the day before the show. Listen for Doug and Daddy, 11 o'clock weekdays on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Clouds as we have your day today with the chance to could see a few lingering rain showers early. Those afternoon highs will top out near 50 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 45.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now, daddy, cause I'm on my way.
Illustrated.com will be on hand today. He'll join us at the end of the program. We'll give him a few questions, and then he'll answer all your questions, talk about last week's Iowa State game, the Blackshirts going out to Osborne and Cassidy during practice yesterday. And also that means a couple of guys lost their Blackshirts yesterday because they picked theirs up. Carl Pelini says, you know, basically they're for our starters, and so they lose a couple of those in practice yesterday, and so the guys that don't have them anymore are Ricky Thanaris and P.J. Smith. So we'll see what Sean has to say about that. But come out and join us for lunch today, and then, of course, a complete coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament Thursday through Saturday, and we've got a bunch of volleyball tomorrow here on ESPN. Axtell's opening round match at 2:30 on Classic Hits 98.9. We will be in the C1 bracket. It'll be Kearney Catholic playing at 5:30. Right before that, Grand Island Central Catholic at 2:30. So Central Catholic at 2:30, Kearney Catholic at 5:30, and then Grand Island Northwest at 7:30 on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow night. Sandy Creek Syracuse will be at 7:30. And, of course, tonight's pep rally going on at Kearney Catholic for their volleyball team. And we're so proud that Coach Connor and the staff have invited Big Daddy to attempt the bet. And again, if you haven't been with us recently or don't know what we're talking about, it's been about 3 weeks ago now when Nebraska lost to Texas down in Austin, had a horrendous night, hit as bad as they hit all season long, terrible serving night, and Daddy went on a rant, and Merritt will play part of that here in just a little bit. But he said that he could serve 50 volleyballs in a row, inbounds, no problem, and he hadn't picked up a ball in 10 years.
Still have not. I've not been out practicing. I'm going to do it just by the seat of my, just fly by the seat of my pants. I'm going to do it tonight.
Tom says, hey guys, I was curious if Daddy's volleyball endeavor will be taped and posted on your website so people like myself that can't make the trip can get a good laugh as well. Tom and Hastings. Tom, it would be about a 30-second clip. Also, Jordan says, Daddy, we believe in you. But after you get your first five in, you'll lose focus and start thinking about next week's ribs at Cunningham's, and all of a sudden, just like that, it's over, and the crowd will be heartbroken. Good luck to the Big Daddy.
Well, the crowd won't be heartbroken because it should be a spirited crowd tonight. The pep rally, they're getting fired up because of the state. We're looking forward to being there. I just hope I can come through for the home team. The home team's me tonight, by the way.
I was going to say, there's rumor that family members will be there. Some of your little nephews that believe in you are going to be there.
I'm sure they've been disappointed before, so this will probably be nothing new for them.
Well, our first Can't Fix Stupid simply says Cowboys. You can't fix the Cowboys.
Fair enough. Save that one. Save that one.
Thanks, Husker fan. Keep sending us. You can't fix stupid. What's something in sports that you would like to fix that's stupid? Email us. You're in for a pair of front row tickets to the Ron White concert next week. Bob Davis set to join us from the Kansas Radio Network, the voice of the Jayhawks, in just a moment.
Whether you're in Kearney or Grand Island, though, tonight, a perfect opportunity to get out and check Big Burger Night out. Every Wednesday night, the Chicken Coop, for just $5, you can order any one of the burgers off the menu, whether it's a cheeseburger, whether it's a mushroom burger, whether it's a bacon burger, even get the legendary Totally Jack Burger, Kearney, Grand Island. Both Chicken Coops every Wednesday night. $5, you get the burger and the fries. It goes on every Wednesday night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Plus, they've got great TVs. They've got great drink specials going on day and night. Both Chicken Coops, Kearney and Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, don't forget, all those specials going on day and night. Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, it's time to move on from Iowa State and talk a little Kansas football, Tony. And the Huskers welcome in Turner Gill and the Kansas Jayhawks. And yesterday, during the Big 12 conference call, I think Turner is taking the approach this week that he really doesn't want to get involved too deeply with answering all the old Nebraska questions. He was pretty party line there, short answers. That was a while ago. They didn't hire me. I enjoyed my time there. I miss the players. But it just seemed like, you know, I don't have time to get involved with this because my football team, I'm trying to get them to win games.
Plus, he's trying to keep this offense the hottest offense in the nation rolling. 35 fourth quarter points. Bob Davis joins us. Bob, have you ever saw a wilder game than that?
Well, I guess I'd have to say no. That's the biggest comeback in Kansas history, and I had broadcast the previous biggest comeback, which was in the early 90s. They were down 26 at Ames and came back to win, but this was primarily all in the fourth quarter with five unanswered touchdowns after, you know, going into the fourth quarter down by 28. So I guess that would put in a pretty a small group of games of that type.
I know, as a play-by-play announcer, if you go into the fourth quarter, you're talking about what's coming up next week and what could possibly still go for this football team. But, boy, it does awaken them from the dead a little bit with still some football to play, and maybe some positive can be taken out of this.
Well, there were a lot. It was, you know, great to see the kids have some joy and some fun, and it was, you know, how do you explain a deal like that? But some things click. They got a couple of scores, and Turner elects to go with an onside kick. They get the ball back. They score off that possession, and they recover a fumble for a defensive touchdown, and they get an interception. And, you know, it had been such a struggle through the conference play. Not only had they lost, the only real close game at all was the Iowa State game, and maybe that score was a little misleading because they got a late touchdown, but Iowa State dominated the third quarter. But to win a game was such a relief. The losing streak had started in conference play a year ago at Boulder when they lost a 34-30 game, and a pass right at the end of the game, had it been caught, would have won the game, but it wasn't quite low enough. So you go through a coaching transition. You know what it's like the first year with a new coach. There's a lot of things to sort through, and they lost good playmakers from last year. But I think everybody was, you know, took a deep breath and was relieved to see some fun things. It's kind of funny to hear people's stories. We kind of looked at three groups of fans. The fans, some that had tickets and decided not to go, some that had tickets and went and left at halftime. And, well, there might have been those people that stayed all the way. And those people really had quite a high on Saturday.
Bob Davis joins us for a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, did Turner Gill realize when he came to Kansas how bare the cupboards were with those playmakers leaving the team?
You know, I've talked to him a little bit about that, and I don't know that he's used that expression, but he has acknowledged, you know, there were some shortcomings and some places where they were very thin, and he knew they had lost, you know, some really good seniors from a year ago with Reesing and Sharp and Kerry Meyer and Daryl Stuckey, and then Briscoe going to the NFL a year early. So he knew they would have to rely a lot on young players, and it's amazing how many sophomores and freshmen are in this two-deep depth chart right now. It's just loaded up with those guys. So, yeah, I think he recognized that. Anytime there's a coaching change, you know, there's a reason for the change, and not everything's perfect. But what Turner's done is he's so positive. You guys know him. He's so positive and so steady, and I think he has really assembled what appears to be an outstanding staff, not only of guys that coach, you know, but guys that can recruit. And that's going to be the key, obviously, with any program, is can you recruit enough good players to be competitive? And, you know, that's where they are right now. And when there's three games left in the season, and they're all very, very tough games, obviously, at Nebraska and then with Oklahoma State and then Missouri and Kansas City. So, but at least for now, they got a win. And now they look ahead to the next game. Of course, Turner's getting all the questions about going back to Lincoln, as you know.
Maybe that takes a little bit of the pressure off talking about the actual football game. Bob Davis, the voice of the Jayhawks. Of course, you hear him 6 months a year with the Royals here on ESPN Radio, but covering the Jayhawks. And it astonished me that there was already talk of Turner Gill not being around next year. What are the fans at Kansas looking for or expect? It's not like Kansas football is a juggernaut.
Well, you know, it's had its moments in history, but
obviously,
the long-term thing, you're right. You might have heard that, but that wasn't going to happen. I mean, they signed. He's got a 5-year deal, and we're going to see. We'll see what happens. You know, I guess you never know for sure, but I think he's here for the long term. Kansas is in the process of hiring a new athletics director, and obviously that'll add some stability, hopefully, to everything. And it's been a transition period, not only with the football program, but the athletic department overall, with Lou Perkins stepping down. So they've got an excellent group that's looking for the athletic director, and hopefully that'll be solidified maybe before the end of the year, if not sometime soon after the first of the year. But they get the right guy, the sooner the better. So there are some positive things here. The facilities are top-notch now, and both for football and basketball. So there are a lot of good things. So hopefully we're ready for an upturn after, you know, just be three years removed from the Orange Bowl.
Bob, everybody wants to talk about the players that are gone, the playmakers that aren't there. Who are the playmakers on this team, and who will catch their eye on Saturday night in Lincoln?
Well, we got a young freshman running back who scored 4 touchdowns Saturday, James Sims, who's, you know, had played very well early in the year, particularly in the Georgia Tech game, had not done a lot. You can't blame him, and there have been lots of injuries on the offensive line, and certainly that's hurt the offense. But he would be one. They're playing their third quarterback. 3 quarterbacks have started, and due to injury now, the number 3 quarterback, Quinn Meekum, a junior college transfer, has started the last 2 games. But they got Damon Patterson's a playmaker, if you can get the ball in his hands, and DJ Bashir's. Some of the young receivers are starting to make a move, and one of the veteran receivers, John Wilson, who's been a starter now for 3 years, he had a 5-catch game and made a great catch for a touchdown in the Colorado game. But Patterson made a leaping one-handed catch. It was unbelievable on the sideline. So we hadn't seen that for a few weeks, great plays being made, and we did see it on Saturday, and everything, you know, whatever it was, with the stars lined up or what, but a lot of good things happened in that fourth quarter.
Bob Davis with us for another minute here, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas beat Colorado. They get rid of Dan Hawkins after that comeback on Saturday. Bob, how far away is this Jayhawk team? Just from getting back to where they can win some football games, go to a bowl game.
Yeah, I think they're, you know, another recruiting class will help a lot if you get the right kind of guys. I know they've got a number of commitments right now, but you have to wait until they're signed and they get here. But this is a great group of seniors on this group, but there's not a large number of seniors, so it's still a program that's depending on young guys, and that'll be the case here for a while. But I think as Turner solidifies his philosophy and his the way of doing business, I just think it's so positive. I can see a lot of parents that love to have their young man play for a guy like Turner Gill, but with every program, it comes down to recruiting. That's the first thing. You got to find good players and get them to buy in, and hopefully they'll be able to do that. I really think they will. They've got guys that can recruit, and they've got strong ties to Texas, and I think if you're going to be in this, you know, you guys are leaving. The people in Nebraska will be thinking Big Ten, but if you're going to be in this league, you're going to have successful recruiting in Texas, because suddenly next year this thing gets tougher in both football and basketball, if that's possible, but it will.
Bob, everybody wants to know defensively, if Taylor Martinez goes for Nebraska, can you slow down that offense?
I don't know anybody slowed him down yet. I remember watching that Kansas State game, and, you know, it looked like he was playing full speed and everybody else was, you know, in molasses. I don't know that you can contain him. He's amazing, and that speed at quarterback is pretty unusual, so that's going to be a challenge for anybody to try to do that.
Well, Bob, we look forward to seeing you in Lincoln on Saturday night for a football game that's going to be Turner Gill's only shot at the Huskers for a long, long time because of that conference change, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, you bet. Nice to talk to you guys. See you.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Davis, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, I think the Kansas folks know, Tony, they got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think that's the general feeling right down there, and I think a lot of people that were close to that, you know, follow it real closely, knew that going in. I think I didn't realize that. We're filling out our bracket. I thought Turner Gill's a pretty darn good coach. Did not realize how bare the cupboard was. Had them to finish last, or had them to finish about third, I think I did, in the north side of the things, because I thought Iowa State's bracket was, or their schedule was too tough, among other things, and I thought Kansas State was, a team rebuilding, but I thought Turner would do a fabulous job, but they just didn't have any players when he got there, and it's going to take them a while.
Well, on Wednesday, it's Wise Guy Wednesday at Godfather's Pizza, where you can get a dollar off a medium or a large calzone. So if you like the calzone, this is the day to take advantage of Godfather's Pizza on North 2nd Avenue in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. And don't forget their lunch buffet from 11 to 2 every day, 7 days a week, just $6.50 with the salad bar. Thursday, tomorrow, you get a free medium drink with a buffet or a free 2-liter bottle with any $20 purchase. And they'll deliver for you, 234-9444 in the Archway Plaza next to Eileen's Cookies. 234-9444. It's Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, open 7 days a week for you. Tony, we got a few more can't fix stupid, so let's get to those here. Scott in Wilcox says, how about traveling in the NBA? Call it. This one comes to us as can't fix stupid. Toss up. The BCS as a whole, or Texas fans thinking that they are still an elite team? All they had were two great quarterbacks and Vince and Colt. Now they're back to being Texas. And of all the stupid things that I can complain about the NFL this time of year, there is something that I absolutely hate to hear every year when they start talking about Hall of Fame voting for Major League Baseball. It is so stupid that Pete Rose is not in yet. Let him in. Sure, he made a mistake. As a manager, ban him from ever working in baseball again. But a paragraph by his name in the hall talking about the scandal, put him in as a player. He deserves to go in for his contributions to Major League Baseball over his playing career. Mark in Minden, that is stupid.
That's weird, though.
Good one for Mark.
Yeah, it is really good. I think a lot of our fans, we don't give them credit for thinking much. Apparently, some people out there got their thinking caps on today.
Well, let's put them thinking caps on again and give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Sunday night's Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and legendary Shack Shakers concert going on at the Garage, an opportunity to see three of the top-named groups traveling this year. These are really good tickets to get you in, folks. 888-455-ESPN. If you'd like to see it this Sunday night, here is the trivia question. This is way off the board. Who won the College World Series in Omaha last season?
Right. Oh, you're not asking me.
No.
I don't know.
No. Which team won the College World Series in Omaha last year? First correct caller at 888-455-3776. Gets a pair of tickets to the Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, and legendary Shack Shakers concert Sunday at the Garage. We're back with more, including Sean Callahan, after this.
At the Van Heusen sale at JCPenney, it's easy to up your style quotient with a brand like Van Heusen. Dress shirts are an incredible $19.99. No iron sports shirts, $19.99. And cotton-rich polos, $21.99. Head to the men's store inside JCPenney or visit jcp.com/Van Heusen. Plus, JCPenney and Van Heusen have teamed up to give you the power to vote. Visit jcp.com/fanschoice to vote for who you want to see in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends October 30th.
Right now at the Home Depot, trade in a string of old Christmas lights, working or not, and get $3 off a brand new string of LED Christmas lights. Choose from a wide selection and keep them on longer without having your electric bill be any higher. We're lowering the cost of keeping Christmas on with $3 off LED holiday lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid in U.S. only through November 14th while supplies last. Limit 5 per person. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for decreasing clouds as we head through your day today with a chance of could see a few lingering rain showers early. Those afternoon highs will top out near 50 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 45.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Well, there it is, Daddy. You're the best around. Track and inspiration for tonight as Daddy serves up the volleyball. Will it be once? Will it be 10, 20, 30, 40? Or will Daddy make it all the way to 50? Should have put that up on a poll question. Daddy, best of luck to you. We got lunch riding on this. I'm looking forward to a great lunch you're going to be providing me after you lose tonight. But you know what?
7 o'clock, go time, 7:30. I've had conflicting reports on that.
We will be there preparing at 7. The pep rally starts at 7:30 this evening. You will probably be in an auxiliary gym warming up if you want to tonight. So, again, the challenge tonight. Can Daddy, as predicted on this show a couple of weeks ago, serve a volleyball in play 50 consecutive times? The overwhelming consensus here is no way in hell.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have brisket today. I'm going to have ribs today. I'm going to have them both to get ready for tonight right here at Cunningham's. Come out and see us for a Husker lunch.
You're going to get stacked up. Folks starting to roll in, as they always do at this time, for our Husker lunch with Sean Callahan. And sports fans, when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have a few beverages, and keep up on your fantasy teams, the place to, kind of like your volleyball tonight of fantasy, the place to be, Cunningham's Journal, playing all of your favorite NFL and college football games. And now that the NBA and NHL is going on, they've got that for you. College basketball, whatever you want, on one of their 20 screens, including their humongous 10-foot projector screen, which we are a part of from time to time here. Other sports bars, well, you know, they try to stick it to you during a Husker game. Not here. At Cunningham, you can catch the Huskers every week, whether it's on pay-per-view like it is this Saturday night, or cable, and choose from great food and drink specials so you can enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. So when you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in central Nebraska, it's right here at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. And slide in today, again, ribs, French dip, brisket, pulled chicken, pulled pork sandwich with two sides, salad and baked beans, anywhere from 5 to 6 today for our Husker lunch. We're Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. We'll be talking with all the folks and answering all their questions. And you know what? One thing is, Sean's going to join us now on the Doug and Daddy Show. One thing I've noticed, Sean, you don't require as much makeup for radio as you did last week. What's going on, bud?
Not much, guys. I just ate a brisket sandwich or a French dip, man. That is a good sandwich.
You're not messing around here. For $5, you can't really go wrong.
You can't go to McDonald's for that.
No, I just swapped it in the cutting can. We're here waiting for you. You're going to take all the questions. I know the fans have a lot of questions. The one about the quarterback is the most intriguing. How close are these guys ready to go? What's the status of Lee? Is he gone for the year? Is he not gone for the year? There's internet postings out there all over.
Well, with Lee, I think, you know, they're saying it's his hand, but his elbow's wrapped up. So I don't know what to believe on him. You know, in practice, he was suited up going through stretching, but he doesn't do any throwing at all. During pregame warmups in Iowa State, all he was doing was tossing balls to Taylor Martinez to throw. So I think I don't think we're going to see Lee this week. I don't see any way he's ready to go this week. My question will be Taylor Martinez. And, you know, I know he went through practice yesterday. I do think he still is probably feeling a little pain on that ankle. You know, and the question is now, do you want to play him against Kansas or do you want to give him another week's rest? I know the kid himself wants to play, but can you afford to get by? I think last week we'd have thought that Cody Green would have been able to get by Iowa State no problem. So, you know, with Bo Pelini, you know, they don't want to take any chances. They want to get this North wrapped up and, you know, get moved on here.
Well, it's basically wrapped up with Missouri's loss last week, but nothing is for certain. You can't afford an upset loss. All the rumors, whether you want to address them or not, I was getting texts during the game saying, did he punch a wall? What did Zach do? Coach Pelini did utter in the postgame that he had made contact with a helmet in practice. Do we know what Zach did? Do we know what Zach did and we aren't saying? Do you have any ideas? Of some you
well, he hurt his hand in the Missouri game, and then he hurt it again in Monday or Tuesday's practice leading up to the Iowa State game, and that's when they kind of had this thing go on behind the scenes where they had to figure out what they want to do. And you know, the elbow, the arm thing, I don't know. I mean, it's something reoccurred from the injury a year ago. I just don't think we'll see him. I just, you know, I haven't seen him throw a football now in 2 weeks. Taylor was suited up, though, ready to go. And, you know, if Taylor Martinez is not as good of a runner on Saturday, I think they just probably go back more to the Wildcat and let Rex Burkhead take those hits for Taylor Martinez that he normally would be taking.
Sean, obviously two people get red shirts or get black shirts yesterday in Cassidy and Courtney Osborne. And if two people get them, well, then two people aren't starting anymore. And basically to light a fire under Tanars especially.
Yeah, Tanars and P.J. Smith right. Both lost their black shirts. And I like how Bo does this. You know, since I've been doing it in 12 years, there really hasn't been times where black shirts have been taken away from guys. It just doesn't happen. Bo's taken away three this year. He took away Eric Martins. He took away, obviously, Tanars and Courtney Osborne. I don't think Alonzo Whaley ever had a black shirt for the first couple of weeks of the season. They didn't give him out right away. But Bo will take him away. I mean, that's just I like that. He tells guys the competition's open, and then he'll, you know, if you don't live up to it, you lose the black shirt and it goes to somebody else. And unlike previous staffs here before, there'd be 17, 18 black shirts by the end of the year with Bo. There's 12, and that's it. You know, there's an extra one given out to a defensive back, basically, and there's just two linebackers that have them right now.
Did you see the play of Cassidy coming?
Yeah, I did. I know in the preseason, during the spring, he was on the come, and they really liked him. And there's been like 7 or 8 walk-on defensive backs since 2001 that have earned scholarships. And he's just kind of the long line of tradition. There's been guys like him almost every year that have stepped up, you know, Kellen Houston, Brandon Ragone, Ben Eisenhart, Austin Cassidy, Ego Pat Ricketts. Down the line, you know, a walk-on defensive back has always kind of emerged every year in the defense, and he's just kind of the next one. And he's a physical guy. He's 6'2". He can tackle. He could run. I mean, he was almost one. I think he took second in the hurdles to Niles Paul in high school. So the guy is an athlete and played quarterback for Lincoln Southwest and just really intelligent and understands the game of football.
You mentioned the N-word, Niles. And we are here at Cunningham's Journal where Sean Callahan is going to be with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show and then answering all your questions. Come down for lunch to Cunningham's Journal and a great sandwiches we've had and Sean has had. What do you do with Niles Paul? Somebody asked me on Sunday, is he the only player on the team that is untouchable? Taylor Martinez got pulled when he wasn't playing well. Just the defensive backs get pulled when they're not playing well. Niles Paul seems to not get pulled when he – I mean, this for me was – I know he's trying to make a play, but you can't fumble every game. So what's going on?
Well, it didn't have anything to do with him being a receiver, though. So I don't know if you just say because he screwed up a kickoff, he's not going to be the receiver this week.
No.
But I do think on kickoff, man, I mean, that was just – 7 yards deep in the end zone. It was a typical windy day in Ames. I mean, Adi Kanala kicked the ball 85 yards in the air that way. I mean, so you know. So they kicked off from the 15, and he put it in the end zone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when the ball is going that direction in the stadium, you got to know it's going to be a touchback. And what's he doing? I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, okay, kneel. And did Marlo tell him to come or stop?
I think he told him, let's go. You know,
I don't understand. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, when your own kicker put it 85 yards in the air, I've never seen that before, by the way, a guy kicking off from the 15, putting it in the end zone. I mean, that's how windy it was. Alex Henry, during warm-ups, was making 63-yard field goals, 10, 15 yards over the crossbar.
Well, we did see a high school kid. It was windy last night, but a high school kid put it 70 yards in the air last night. Gabe Keneally, related to Terry.
Terry's nephew.
Out from Mullen. But anyway, what about Cody Green? Getting back to that quarterback situation before we look ahead. I didn't think Cody Green played a bad football game. I just think that this offensive play calling is so scaled back when he is in there, and I'm sure there's a reason why. Is there that absolute big a gap between Cody and Taylor, and is it athleticism? Is it smarts? What's the difference?
You know, and I was talking to Jeremy Crabtree on the way in, and what I guess disappoints us both about Cody is we thought he was a better runner. I really thought he could run better than he's doing right now. I just there were two or three plays particularly where he had corner or the edge, and he just could not get by the linebacker. And Taylor Martinez turns that into a 20-yard run, and in the flow of a game, I mean, that is a huge play to keep your offense going. And, they didn't really give him an opportunity to throw. So I don't know. You can't be all that critical with his throwing because he did hit about four third-down passes to move the chains. Brandon Kinney dropped one of them, too, as well. So I thought for the little they asked him to throw, he was fine. But it's the running. I really thought Cody was a better runner than what he has been showing this year.
I think that initial burst is something that just we thought was there, and it's not there, obviously. But if you got, he's certainly going to be able to beat Kansas if you got to go with Cody. I mean, that's a bad football team.
Yeah, I think you could just hand it off. I was just talking to someone down at KU, and this guy talked to Chuck Long, the offensive coordinator of Kansas, and Chuck shoots it pretty straight, and he goes, "How good is that Nebraska defense?" And he was like, "Wow, they're pretty good." I mean, it's. So the Kansas knows they're going to have their hands full with a third-string type quarterback, a young offensive line, a lack of identity across the board on offense for them. And I think with Turner Gill coming, if Nebraska's going to keep it respectable, I don't think they're going to just run them out of the building. But if Cody Green starts, it wouldn't surprise me. But if Taylor Martinez starts, it wouldn't surprise me.
Sean Callahan with us for just another minute on the Doug and Danny Show as the folks continue to roll in and get their lunch here at the Cunningham Journal on our Wednesday Husker Lunch. Whatever you say, we're not going to jump up and down. I just want your opinion on this deal. Dan Hawkins out yesterday at Colorado, which really I wouldn't think is going to affect Nebraska too much. The name that's out there is Bill McCartney. What do you think about a Bill McCartney hire at Colorado?
I don't like it. I just think he's been out of it too long. Bill Snyder was only out for a few years. I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, Bill McCartney's been out since, 96, 7, 8? I mean, that's a long time. The Internet and Twitter and, things have changed a lot in college football since he's been there. I know he is Colorado football and won a national title there, but I would hope they'd go somewhere else and get somebody different. I don't know. I don't see him. And, Sean Watson, I don't think he's even being looked at right now. He's not being mentioned by Kyle Ringo or any of the main writers down there as a candidate. Eric Bieniemy is the name that I've heard from a lot of people that could get a hard look. Is he with the Vikings now, the running back coach? Could be a guy. I think they'll try to keep it in the CU family, but it's hard to say where they're going to go right now.
Cabral has no chance.
He's been there forever. He'd be I listened to Kyle Ringo say that he thinks he deserves a chance, but it's hard to give him a chance, just because you kind of want to go in a different direction.
Yeah, and SIP today wrote the Lincoln Journal Star that Sean Watson being from the Gary Barnett regime, probably something that they want to steer away from. So as much as Husker fans yelling, go to Colorado, which is whatever, weird, I think. I don't see that happen. Daddy, anything else?
No, I tell you what, we're just getting ready and geared up for a great festival.
Another full house.
Yeah, this is a good crowd on hand already. We still got room for you. Stop down from your lunch hour. We'll have you out of here about 12:45, get you back to work on time. Don't worry about that. Plus, $5, you can't go wrong. Got tater salad. Can give away some Ron White tickets as well.
That's right, a pair of Ron White tickets going out today. We've got more You Can't Pick Stupid emails after our final break here for a pair of Front Row tickets. And by the way, Prince of Macamura, one of 8 finalists for the Lott Impact Trophy, has just been announced this morning.
Also, they're already starting to go through Todd McShay's initial draft pick. He's got Prince of Macamura, the 5th overall pick in the draft. Does it surprise you after the Oklahoma State that he's still up that high?
Yeah, and he's that talented. I was talking to Keith Mann about this. With all these defensive backs, how do you promote these guys for the all-conference? I mean, if you can only take 2 for first team, I think Prince and Eric Hague probably get the nods right now, and then Gomes and Dennett are second teamers because all of them have played exceptional this year. And Gomes, hopefully he's back this week. I think he'll be back this week.
I thought maybe after the Oklahoma State deal that he might have slid a little bit. But
yeah. I don't know. I mean, Blackman's got good, man. I mean, he's averaging 160 yards receiving a game. I mean, that's insane. I mean, that guy is – I think Blackman, you could make a case, is the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year right now over Robert Griffin. Taylor Martinez has kind of taken himself out of the race because he's missed a game and a half. Defensive Player of the Year right now, that's still up in the air right now. I mean, you could give it to one of the Nebraska guys, maybe. Levante Davis, I mean, he's leading the league in tackles.
Pretty shattered on Husker record. I think it's Levante Davis, period.
He'll be Newcomer of the Year. They might give Prince the Defensive Player. I don't know. I'll be curious what they do on that Defensive Player of the Year, because I don't know if there is one guy in the league that's dominated defensively across the board.
Well, I guess that means Lance will just be honorable mention.
Yeah.
So there you go. Sean Callahan, thanks as always. We'll get you ready to talk to the crowd.
Thanks, guys.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com. We take a final break, wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come join us for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham Journal. We're back after this.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution, enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Thursday night, it's a battle between two playoff contenders when Baltimore takes on Atlanta. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Trent Green and me for all the action from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Georgia Dome. Can Ray Lewis and the Ravens grab a huge win and keep pace in the tight AFC North race? Or will Matt Ryan and the Falcons stay undefeated at home? If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Look for decreasing clouds as we head through your day today with a chance to see a few lingering rain showers early. Those afternoon highs will top out near 50 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 45.
Daddy Show. We want to congratulate Matt from Kearney, who won the tickets to go to the garage on Sunday and see the Reverend and all the great bands that are going to be going on. Reverend Horton Heat, Split Lip Rayfield, Legendary Shack Shakers, threw a curveball at him, and he knocked it out of the park. He remembered that South Carolina won the College World Series this past summer. Daddy, a couple of more You Can't Fix Stupids before we get out of here for Ron White front row tickets next week. This comes from Rich and Kearney. It's amazing how every 5 years or so some college football coach says, I'm so excited to be the next coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. I can't think of a better town for my family than Boulder, Colorado. Then later, in the haze of marijuana smoke drifting through the Boulder streets, the coach's reputation is crushed, his career badly damaged, and a new coach is heard to say, I'm so excited to be the next coach of the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Save that one, Merritt.
There's a good one. Put that one in for the finals. Thanks, Rich. Ron and Kearney says, the one stupid thing in sports that I would like to see fixed is the designated hitter in baseball. When it comes to the World Series, the National League is at a definite disadvantage. The American League has hitters who were signed specifically for a DH role. The National League teams generally use utility players off the bench who pinch hit throughout the year. This is stupid and should be either abolished in both leagues or adopted in both leagues. Make up your mind, baseball.
It's been there for too long. Nobody wants to change. Nobody wants to accept change.
Thanks, Ron. I think Merritt, all of them that came in today, they are all pretty good. Save them. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of other notes before we get out of here. Nebraska volleyball team hosts Kansas State tonight at 7. It's on Nebraska Educational Television. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5. Hastings volleyball a winner last night, so they'll go to unbeaten Northwestern in the conference semifinals tomorrow. Hastings men's soccer a winner last night. They'll host the championship against Sioux Falls on Saturday night. State volleyball gets going tomorrow, and that is why we are at the pep rally tonight at Kearney Catholic as Big Daddy tries to serve 50 volleyballs in a row. Do you still proclaim that you will be able to get 50 straight inbounds tonight with a big crowd on hand?
I keep telling myself I was a near world-class athlete at one time. I surely can't screw this deal up.
I'm going 15.5. I'm staying there. The over-under, 15.5 for Daddy's serves that he gets inbounds before making a mistake.
That's for another lunch.
No, we're not.
Yes.
I win. I have to agree.
You don't get 50 and you set a, you can't set a number and not take the bet when you set the number.
I don't have nothing to do with that. You think Mike Perenio takes the bet personally? No. No, he doesn't. Coming up, let's get out of here, Merritt. We're getting ready for Sean Callahan to address the troops here at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Come out and see us at Cunningham's. Get a great lunch, whether it's the French dip, the ribs, or the brisket, chicken, or pork sandwich. They've got them all here for you between $5 and $6, served with potato salad and baked beans. We want to thank Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com for joining us today. Bob Davis, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Kevin Lofton, the associate men's basketball coach, co-head coach of the UNK men's basketball team. Tomorrow, Connie Yorey joins us as they get ready to start the women's basketball season. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Friday, Drake Veronica is going to join us as the men's opener gets going. More high school football coaches as well. Daddy, good luck tonight, buddy.
Hey, we'll love to see everybody at the Kearney Catholic Gym tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Duck and Daddy Show, 1416 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Duck and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.